You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Let's talk about that. Like yes. Ball. Yes, you are a wrecking ball. Yes, Kevin Durant joined a super team after bashing players who join super teams. Stephen Smith, here he is criticizing him. Well, he just rips him.
Well, I'm viewing it as the weakest move I've ever seen from a superstar. Plain and simple. That's just how I look at it. It's not that he's leaving Oklahoma City. If you're not happy there and you want to move on and you want to grow as a player, there's nothing wrong with that. He's one of the top three players in the world. He's a quintessential superstar. He deserves all the credit in the world for the talent that he possesses. But the flip side is this. They were up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals. Not one, not two, but three different times. He was 48 minutes removed from getting to the NBA Finals by winning the Western Conference. Three times he failed, particularly in Game 6. And you depart for the team that beat you when you're on the cusp of getting to the finals yourself or ultimately winning the championship for the franchise that you've been with since you've come into the NBA, I think it's incredibly weak. And I don't want to hear any comparisons to that of LeBron James when LeBron James left Cleveland for South Beach. When LeBron left Cleveland, the cupboard was bare. He was basically the only dude in Cleveland. It was LeBron James and a bunch of no-names.
Yada, yada, yada. And by the way, Stephen A. Smith, what was that Disco Inferno music that you put in the middle of the damn cut? Jesus. Okay. Ryan Cuvé from KNBR, our sister station, is in here. So what do you think? So Kevin Durant has decided to leave Oklahoma City for the Warriors, who won a record 73 games last year, and the Warriors made it happen without losing their three other star players. For what it's worth, Durant bashed players who joined other super teams a few years ago.
Yeah, funny how that works, right?
Right, and then
when
yeah, right.
The free agency shoe's on the other foot, yeah. Now all of a sudden it's all good. Couple things, though. One, yeah, the Warriors won 73 games last year. It was a fun ride. But you know what they didn't do? Bring a second title to the Bay Area. Had Durant come to this team, let's say the Warriors had closed it out. Let's imagine for a second that everything is right with the world and the Warriors closed out their second title. Then Durant comes. Okay, now you're open for some criticism. You're jumping on the gravy train. But the fact is, the Warriors need Kevin Durant. They didn't have scoring in the post. They didn't have a secondary scoring option, another closer. Now, the Warriors were probably going to compete for a title again next year anyway, but bringing Kevin Durant in, I mean, that makes them the odds-on favorite to win, not just next year, but for several years to come. Now, their salary cap situation, Drex, puts them in a position where they had to say goodbye to Andrew Bogut. They had to say goodbye to Harrison Barnes. So it's going to be different numbers next year. They still subscribe to that strength and numbers philosophy, but it'll be different numbers next year. But you look at it, I mean, they got the big four.
They do. And, I don't know why the people were so, surprised over there in Oklahoma City, but they were. And by the way, I just want to say this as somebody who really doesn't know the game super well, since I've only been here a year and a half, I understand it's religion. But I must say, when I started watching the Warriors and their dance, I thought they were so fantastic. When I saw them play the Rockets, the Rockets just flat out sucked.
Right.
Then when I saw them play the Thunder, I was thinking, wow, these guys are good.
Yeah.
And that Durant guy's really good.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant is one of the top five NBA players in the world. Bottom line, he won the MVP a couple of years ago. He's been in the top five in the MVP voting five out of the last 6 years. The only time he wasn't was when he was injured. I mean, the guy's a freak of nature. It's unfair to be that tall and that long, you know, have that much wingspan.
Right, right.
Yet be that athletic. You watch him play and it blows your mind. If you see Kevin Durant playing in person, you're like, how is a guy that large, that agile, have that much touch? And to go along with it, Kevin Durant's a pretty good guy too. So he kind of fits with
nice
this Warriors
guy.
Thing. Yeah.
Right.
There's a lot of kind of villains in the NBA, but the Warriors, they kind of have their villain with Draymond Green, and he's totally comfortable being that guy. And obviously in the playoffs against the Thunder, the Steven Adams kick to the nether regions didn't help that cause
right,
very much.
Exactly.
But see, Draymond will wear that role, and that's fine, but you can only have so many of those players. Kevin Durant, he's an understated guy, a quiet guy, did a lot for the community in OKC. And, yeah, they're hurting today, but the bottom line is, he's played 9 years in the NBA. He hasn't won a title. For whatever reason, it hasn't happened there. And he's a free agent. He has the right to go anywhere he wants. That's why it's comical to me that Stephen A. Smith is taking issue with it. I mean, if Stephen A. Smith was offered a better gig with, you know, at a higher paying company and he decided to jump ship, would he be a quitter?
At ABC, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Probably. But
sure. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a total double standard. And it's easy to sit back when you're not in Kevin Durant's inner circle and say, oh, why did he do this? Why didn't he do that? The bottom line is, he's Bobby Brown because it's his prerogative. He can go wherever he wants.
Right on. And so Facebook and the Twitterverse went insane today. They were inundated with, just angry basketball fans all over the weekend, all weekend long.
Yep.
Very, very mad. They won't eat at his restaurant anymore. I love this tweet. Much like his game, it was overpriced and flashy, but at the end of the day, it was just average. Lots of little wins, but no big moments on this menu.
Yeah.
And I loved that tweet. As a matter of fact, you have sound of one of these.
So it was a guy outside of Chesapeake Energy Arena, and he was getting ready to burn a Kevin Durant jersey, and a local woman had some thoughts with him, and took issue with him burning the jersey. Karen Reed, if you would.
Okay. He put y'all on the map. That's why you bought that jersey. That's why you bought them shoes, because you idolized their brother. Because you idolized their brother. At the end of the day, yes, you did, too. That's why you got their trade up on you. That's why you traded up. And evidently, you're feeling some type of way about that brother. That's why you woke up this morning. You put that trade on your jersey because you feel some type of way about that brother. At the end of the day, he's a strong brother. At the end of the day, he's a strong man. So for you to go at him like that and say, traitor, that's crazy.
I never screamed.
Well, evidently you do. You know what I'm saying? You should do him like that. You should be saying he's no traitor.
Decision, not on KB the person.
His decision is a part of him. At the end of the day, he's a grown man. Exactly, he's a grown man. He did what was best for him. That was best for him.
Know,
he made
right?
that
oh,
major move. But at the end of the day, KD made Oklahoma City. Without Oklahoma City, there would be no KD.
We're more than that.
No. It's all about KD. No. He made you irrelevant. KD made Oklahoma City irrelevant. So you need to show that brother much love at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, he really don't know you. He really don't owe you nothing, but he made OKC at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day,
it wouldn't be in
Oklahoma City without KD. So you fail to realize that.
Wow, that was fantastic. Good for her.
Yeah.
Oh, this just in. Let me see. Golden State Warriors have just signed Cleveland's LeBron James.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Careful, you're going to cause people to drive off the road. That's crazy.
Just kidding, people. Okay.
LeBron did opt out of his deal just so he can make sure Cleveland ownership ponies up every last.
He won't come here.
Oh, no. The Warriors couldn't afford him. He wouldn't come. He's going back to Cleveland. His whole reason, though, for opting out of his deal is so Dan Gilbert has to pay him the max amount of money this year. He's on those one-year deals.
Ryan, here's the bottom line to this.
Yeah.
The East Coast hates the Warriors. They do. Yeah, they just do, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And they're going to keep hating the Warriors because the Warriors are going to be great for years. I mean, since Bob Myers has come here, since Steve Kerr has come here, this whole culture has changed. I mean, think about the people growing up in the Bay Area that filled that arena year in and year out for a substandard product, and now they're getting rewarded. Joe Lacob and Peter Gruber, they have an ownership group here that's committed to spending. They want to win titles, plural. And losing in Game 7 in the finals, blowing a 3-1 lead, that left a bad taste in everyone's mouth. So, I mean, the Warriors, they're going to go out, they're going to spend, and they want the best. And Kevin Durant was head and shoulders, far and away, the best player out there in NBA free agency. And not only that, Drex, he's a perfect fit for the way they play basketball. He can pass. I mean, he doesn't need to be the primary scoring option. He's played with Russell Westbrook in OKC for the last few years, so he's played with superstars. He's the perfect fit.
Well, arms wide open.
Absolutely.
Yeah, open
Bring
arms.
Come on, KD.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
He's also 27 years old,
right.
Drex. And where would you rather live, Oklahoma City or the Bay Area at 27?
Let's think about that.
It's a real toss-up.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Making tens and 20s of millions of dollars. The Bay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So all's well. I love this. I'm going to leave you. Thank you very much, Ryan Coupe from KNBR. Come in anytime, man.
My pleasure. You guys
best.
Are great.
Okay. So I'm going to play this. Kevin Durant wrote a letter yesterday to announce that he's leaving Oklahoma City to
Gave him
join.
The deuces.
I know, right? To join the Golden State Warriors. So then Frank Caliendo, who does Morgan Freeman write on, read Kevin Durant's letter. Let me play this for you, and then we'll go to Lee Graham with traffic.
I have decided that I'm going to join the Golden State Warriors. I'm from Washington, D.C. originally, but Oklahoma City truly raised me. It taught me so much about family, as well as what it means to be a man. It really pains me to know that I will disappoint so many people with this choice. But I believe I am doing what I feel is the right thing at this point in my life and my playing career. I will miss Oklahoma City and the role I have had in building this remarkable team.
The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I can't wait to get to the late night late show wrap up so we can count on and hear the number of people who blew appendages off. Apparently, people do not listen to the PSAs that we try to broadcast. Don't put the sparkler in your mouth. Boom! Whoops! Lost my face.
There goes my lips. Make a hot dog with them.
Now you're going to need the Kylie Jenner lip plucker kit. Oh, by the way, that's in a little bit of trouble with the FDA or something. Did you hear about that?
No.
The lip plumper or something. Maybe I shouldn't say FDA because I don't know what I'm talking about. I just was on my way out and I was listening to Harvey Levin and I heard lip plumper problem. We'll have to take a look at that. Okay, so this gets more ridiculous as time passes. Why, I don't know. It's two Sundays ago. Mother, make it stop. So this started today. Okay, here we go. July 5th. Jesse Williams accepts the Humanitarian Award for the BET Awards two Sundays ago, June 26th. Not everyone is a fan of Jesse Williams' compelling acceptance speech at the BET Awards on June 26th. In his speech, the actor recognized activists, civil rights attorneys, and black women who have spent their lifetimes dedicated to nurturing everyone and also before themselves. He also called for a change in policing and admonished those guilty of cultural appropriation. A change.org petition has been created with the goal of getting the actor fired from Grey's Anatomy for his remarks. Creator Aaron Smith accused Jesse Williams of delivering a racist hate speech against law enforcement and all white people at the BET Awards. Shall I play it? Then I'll tell you what she said. Okay, all right.
What we've been doing is looking at the data, and we know that police somehow manage to de-escalate, disarm, and not kill white people every day. So what's going to happen is we are going to have equal rights and justice in our own country, or we will restructure their function and ours. And let's get a couple things straight, just a little side note. The burden of the brutalized is not to comfort the bystander. That's not our job. All right, stop with all that. If you have a critique for the resistance, for our resistance, then you better have an established record of critique of our oppression. If you have no interest in equal rights for black people, then do not make suggestions to those who do. Sit down. We've been floating this country on credit for centuries, yo. And we're done watching and waiting while this invention called whiteness uses and abuses us, burying black people out of sight and out of mind while extracting our culture, our dollars, our entertainment like oil, black gold, ghettoizing and demeaning our creations, then stealing them, gentrifying our genius, and then trying us on like costumes before discarding our bodies like rinds of strange fruit. The thing is that just because we're magic doesn't mean we're not real.
By the way, Shonda Rhimes has his back, but creator Aaron Smith accused Williams of delivering a racist hate speech that you just heard against law enforcement and all white people at the BET Awards, which once again you just heard. Here comes the quote. If that was a white person making the same speech about any African American, they would have been fired and globally chastised, as they should be. But there has been no consequences to Jesse Williams's actions. Hashtag all lives matter, Penn Smith. All humans bleed the same color. Hashtag equal consequences for racist behavior. Wow. And then today, once again, we have kaboom. 808-0810 is the number, area code 415-808-0810. We've already, I've already hashed this out last week. Last thing I thought that I would be coming in here on Tuesday and going through this BS again, but apparently not, because people can't let it go. You know what it was last week, in case you missed the conversation? After Jesse Williams said what he just said, Justin Timberlake very simply tweeted out, hashtag inspired. What did he say? We're all one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all one. And then the Black Twitterverse attacked. And it got really, really stupid. Some of them, I must admit, some of it, I do believe, went overboard. You know, then we got into the whole cultural misappropriation. You know, Justin Timberlake, who the F is he? You know, first of all, he has misappropriated our music. And then, second of all, he did not defend Janet Jackson during the 2002 Nipplegate. Who the hell is he? And why don't you keep your mouth shut, dude? Stop misappropriating our music. And then my comment was, oh, by the way, so, you know, in case you didn't email Twitterverse, pay attention. Justin Timberlake now sings country music. Does that mean he's misappropriating redneck music? Never got an answer to that. But people came down hard and fast. So today, with this Aaron Smith saying, if this was any old white person making this kind of speech about African Americans, they would have been fired on the spot from Grey's Anatomy and globally chastised, as they should be. But there has been no consequences to Jesse Williams' actions. Matter of fact, if you go on and keep looking at the ugliness, people were saying, like, what the hell was he doing on stage anyway? He's not a black musician. He's a black actor. He's an actor on Grey's Anatomy. What was he doing up there to begin with? Who put him? Who made him the black chief in charge? Just telling you the other side. Okay. 808-0810. All right. To the phones we go. Here we go. Oh, where's my mouse? Oh, I don't know. Is there a mouse in the house? Hang on, peeps. We have these problems. Okay. There's a mouse. I'll see it. I'll get it. All right. HB in Oakland.
Hooray for Jesse. He told the truth. And he told it from a life of living the things that he remarked about. They wouldn't have had an evening and enough hours for this man to tell things that, from the black perspective, that he has lived. I don't expect a white person to understand everything that he was saying. As far as the opportunity is concerned, he took advantage of the opportunity was there. When would he get another one like that? Who the hell knows? You know what? All is not right in River City, and I love it.
I love it too, HB. Thank you very much. Next week, to what's this name, Chris in Rio Vista. Thank you, Brian. Chris, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Good evening, Drex. I just want to comment on this real quick. I can understand how others that aren't black or African-American, if you want to be politically correct, whatever, but if you haven't experienced something, you don't understand. And with our society today, we're very influenced by what we see and what we hear, and what we see and what we hear is how we were raised. So he spoke the truth, because, I mean, I'm well-rounded. I was the only black kid in my class till eighth grade. I grew up around white kids, but I've been in the ghetto. My family, you know, my family's in black neighborhoods. But it's just the fact that people don't want to hear it. That's all. They just don't want to hear the truth. It's just simple as that.
I hear you.
They're not paying attention.
They're not paying attention. I got the last part there. So let's imagine that I was born I was white, but I was born a poor black child. The jerk, 1976. So I was born a poor white child, making the same speech about African Americans. They would have fired and globally chastised me, as they should be. But there has been no consequences to Jesse Williams' actions. And there should be. He should be fired. He's not a musician. He's an actor. 808-0810. If you're calling from outside the area code of San Francisco, anywhere now that the sun set, we're all broadcasting live all over the western United States. 415-808-0810. I really thought we were done with this last week. Oh, my God. But now Shonda Rhimes has chimed in and said, what's her hashtag here? In woods, far from Wi-Fi, get signal, what I miss. Just because we're magic doesn't mean we're not real. Speech, yes. At Jesse Williams, speech, yes. And what else did she tweet? People, boo don't need a petition. Okay, well. 415-808-0810 is the number to the Drex Radio Show on KGO810 with a look at traffic here. I took the BET Awards and Justin Timberlake's stack, and I filed it Thursday night when I left the building. Well, guess who had to print it up again today? Because don't worry, the Twitterverse will make more. It just doesn't stop people. So Jesse Williams from two Sundays ago now won the Humanitarian Award. He made this whole speech about racism, and he really didn't hold back.
If you have no interest in equal rights for black people, then do not make suggestions to those who do. Sit down. We've been floating this country on credit for centuries, yo. And we're done watching and waiting while this invention called whiteness uses and abuses us, burying black people out of sight and out of mind while extracting our culture, our dollars, our entertainment like oil, black gold, ghettoizing and demeaning our creations, then stealing them, gentrifying our genius, and then trying us on like costumes before discarding our bodies like rinds of strange fruit. The thing is that just because we're magic doesn't mean we're not real.
Powerful speech. I agree with everything about that, except that white part where white people are inventions. Because if I was invented, I sure as hell would think that my inventor could have done a hell of a lot better job. I'm just saying. Looks wise. There are other better-looking white people out there. Okay, now, don't get off track, Drex, because here I go. So then today, don't worry, the Twitterverse will make more. So here we go again. This is why I'm discussing this again today, because it won't stop. Creator Aaron Smith accused Williams of delivering a racist hate speech against law enforcement and white people at the BET Awards. This happened today, and it's trending right now. If this was a white person making the same speech about an African-American, they would have fired them and globally chastised them, as they should have. But there has been no consequences for Jesse Williams' actions. Hashtag all lives matter, Penn Smith. All humans bleed the same color. Hashtag equal consequences for racist behavior. Good Lord. Okay, here we go. Let's go to the phones. Anthony in San Francisco, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO. Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on a second here.
This is Victoria.
Okay, I'm going to come. Oh, well, let's talk to you. Go ahead, Victoria.
Hi, Drex. Thank you so much for talking about this. Yeah, I mean, white people may think that they're, and I'm a white person, but, you know, the argument might be made that there's a double standard when it comes to speaking out about racial justice. But black people in America have suffered so much injustice. And, you know, that's why the Black Lives Matter movement is really important.
I totally agree. And by the way, thank you very much for the call and for holding. This is like last week when the silliness arose. Hashtag heterosexual pride day. I was like, that's every damn day. Next. Let's go to Anthony in San Francisco. Anthony, thank you for holding. You're on KGO.
Hey, Drex, thanks for taking my call. Oh, man, I wish Lisa was here so we could talk about this. Right. But
Well, she'll be back next week.
I know, yeah, I can't wait. But one of my favorite quotes from Dr. Wayne Dyer, I'm not sure if you know who he is, but the highest form of ignorance is to reject something you know nothing about. And then one of my second quotes I want to follow that up with is a quote from George Orwell where it says that when it comes to the times of telling the truth, it becomes a revolutionary act. And what Jesse Williams is doing is he's speaking on the behalf of people who don't have a voice, the people who are being oppressed, you know, from the way back to the Aboriginals, the Native Americans of this country, to the, you know, the enslavement of African American, you know, of Africans to becoming African Americans, where if someone doesn't start to speak up, it's going to get to a point where people are going to start rioting in the streets again. And to hear someone like that of whoever the person was who was saying was in the Twitterverse of pretty much saying he was saying a racist statement, is ignorant to what really goes on in this country. And it's a shame because, again, only six major media corporations own what 300 million people see and hear every single day.
I totally agree. Don't worry, half of them are bankrupt, so that'll be ending soon.
Yeah, right. So too big to fail, you know, as Hillary's too big to jail. But, you know, to see something like this happen and say that they're not pushing agenda, again, 232 executives control with 300 million people seeing here. And it's unfortunate because we don't see the peaceful protests. We don't see the peaceful activists going out there. The positive stories today, we're constantly bombarded by negativity. And guess what? I'm mad as hell, and I can't take it anymore. And I applaud Jason, and I hope more people start to stand up with him.
Okay, I want to ask you a question, Jay. Can you hold on a second here? Let me see if I can do this. Can I connect all lines? I think I can. Lock. Okay, let me get you stay right there. Don't turn on your radio, Jay. Barbara in San Francisco.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I was.
Can I ask you a question first? Are you black?
Yes.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Okay. So basically, what I was going to say, for somebody to say that he needs to lose his job, that's over that person's head of the understanding of what he was actually saying. Because it's true, extracting what a person has. I'll give you a perfect example. It was people like Chuck Berry and people of like that who brought out Little Richard, who really turned this thing over with rock and roll. Who's the king of rock and roll? Elvis Presley.
That's right.
When the boys came from England, who did they come to see? They came to see Chuck Berry. Look at the Stones. Who is he emulating? He is emulating Chuck Berry. So you take it and you say, okay, I extract everything from you. And now I'm the king of it. That's what we're talking about.
But they made it their own thing. They did make it their own thing. I want to ask you something, Barbara, since Jay is on the phone. You just heard what he said, and he defended Jesse Williams. Can I ask you this question? Do you think that since Jay is a white guy, that he is out of place standing up for the black race?
Let me tell you something. I was born and raised in San Francisco. I have white friends. They understand. We talk on all levels. Some people get it. Some people don't want to. And when we're out, say, like in the media like this conversation, people act like they don't get it. I applaud the man because he actually got it.
Good. So Jay, let me ask you this. You know why I did this. I wanted to see if Barbara would say you're misappropriating the black culture.
No, I appreciate that.
No, that's why I did it. It's actually
Anthony Trek, but it's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But what she said, I mean, I just have to understand. I mean, we have to understand that we're all people, that we all are the same, but there's certain people, just because of the color of their skin, are singled out, and it's really unfortunate. And I'm a humanist. I want to speak out for all people and all oppression from all across the world, and I don't feel that we should be living in a world after 14 billion years the universe has been in existence. We shouldn't be at this point. And it makes no sense to me.
Nope.
Thank you.
And I think Barbara agrees. All right. Thanks. Thanks, guys. Fantastic calls. Fantastic. I don't know how to get any of them off hold, so you'll have to help me with that. All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back. We're going to talk about we're done with this. Thank you for all the calls, though. I mean, I could go on for another hour, but then we'd be talking about race for another hour. And it's like Monday, but it's Tuesday, and I think we've all had enough, right? I want to get to something really, really important. Everyone secretly hates going out, study says. cue up the I'm trying to find some psychiatry music. Let me see if this is it. Oh, where's that's not psychiatrist music.
Might need a psychiatrist after listening to this.
It's called We Don't Have to Wear Pants. I don't. Swim across the river. Oh, damn. I need some therapy music. I'll find it. Don't go away. We'll be back. We'll have therapy coming up on the Direct Radio Show on KGO. With a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
KGO 810 traffic.
It's music for cats, but... Scientists at the University of Wisconsin and University of Maryland have created music specifically cats. They're based on the tempo and purring, scratching and meowing and the pitch and stuff. It's complicated. But the frequency range cats use when they meow is an octave higher than human voices, and cats move through frequencies when they meow. So the researchers use lots of sliding notes, and apparently it works, and it might work for humans too. Okay, your hour begins now. So, lean back. Well, if you're driving a Tesla, hold on to the wheel. There has never been a more unrealistic show on television than Friends. Well, the fantasy it sells is to its audience is the fact that six people in their mid-20s can get together regularly without any sort of apparent planning. I mean, it's a bald-faced lie. Without any sign of apparent planning or any of that, can you imagine the group text, the email chains, the interlocking commitments, the sheer complexity of organizing a six-person gathering at a coffee shop? No. If it wanted to make any effort at realism whatsoever, Friends should have been a show about six people calling each other, leaving messages, and then making excuses so they could stay in their apartments and watch TV and do nothing. Last week, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics released the American Times Use Survey, an annual look at how many people spend their precious moments in their short lives. Mostly people sleep almost 9 hours a day on average, work just under 8 hours a day, watch television a bit under three, a scant 41 minutes of each day are spent socializing in person with other humans, a number that's fallen by 9% over the past decade. Does this mean that society is, falling further away from the everyone kicking it in all the time paradise of Friends? Or are we just, you know, we're talking to people online rather than in person now? Maybe something darker is at play. Maybe Americans aren't hanging out because we're all hiding in our apartments and inventing elaborate lies as to why we don't want to come out. We're not interested. That's the conclusion of a recent study by something called Yelp Eat 24. Which I guess is like Seamless, but run by Yelp. Regardless, I have no reason not to trust the home food delivery service when it sends out a press release about how people prefer to stay home. So let's take them at their word when they say, maybe that FOMO thing, the fear of missing out, that has run its course as the new survey identifies the power of POMO, the pleasure of missing out. According to the study, almost 30% of people are disappointed by nights out, more than a third are stressed out and anxious by them, and hangovers and arguments are also common side effects. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here comes the bottom line to all of this. It's no surprise 80% of people admit to having made excuses to avoid going out, a.k.a. lying to your friends so you don't have to see them. Lean back. I showed this to someone last night, and they threw it at me. I don't want to do anything. Somebody please explain to me where the problem with that is. I can't be the only one, I have to tell you, especially if you're married and you have kids and stuff. You know, there's a laundry list. I have a friend, and he has two daughters, and the wife actually has a list, a to-do list. And guess what the to-do list is? It's stapled together because there's four pages. Oh, wish I was married to her. Sayonara. Am I the only one? Area code 415-808-0810. Let's face it. I want to be honest about something. Everyone secretly hates going out. They do. It doesn't mean that you don't like to go out and have fun every once in a while. Go out in the town, you know, go see a movie. I'm not talking about being totally antisocial. I'm talking about the fact that, you know, we all don't want to get together, and the side effects, as I said, more than a third of us are stressed out and anxious by all of this, the hangovers, the arguments, all the all the common side effects that go along with this damn list. You know, when I know that at 10:01 tonight, I have this to do, and then at 11:30, I have that to do, and then tomorrow morning at 8:45, I have this to do, and then at noon, I have that to do. Guess what? I need a pill. Thank you, God, for Xanax. You alone. Well, it's very easy. I can't be the only one. I don't have any FOMO. I have POMO. The pleasure of missing out. I'm not interested. Don't want to. Guess what? Can I tell you something about POMO? So last night I thought, well, this will be fun. I'll watch the fireworks display at our U.S. Capitol. It'll be the 4th of July PBS fireworks special. So I tuned in. Guess what? I thought something's fishy here. Let me take a look. Oh, what happened to that scaffolding around the Capitol building? Did they just take that down Thursday? Hold on, let me take a look. Let me get my iPad and my IntelliCast. Oh, turns out it's raining in Washington, D.C. They played the show from a couple years ago, and they didn't admit it till this morning when they got busted. No one wanted to do anything. Are we having calls on this? Anybody defending me? Or am I getting? Oh, am I going to get yelled at? No. Oh, I'm going to get yelled at. I enjoy getting yelled at.
They still had the concert inside, though.
Yeah, I know. But the outside stuff was—it was all fake. Well, it wasn't
fake.
It was.
For us.
It was for a couple. Did you know that it was from a couple years ago?
No, but I knew that they canceled everything and had the concert inside. But
oh, okay, all right, so. You noticed the Capitol building did not have any scaffolding on it, or
I didn't.
My wife and I were watching the show, and when they started it, they did show it the fireworks going up into the fog and going, and we thought,
oh, you have a wife,
lot like San Francisco.
Oh,
yeah.
Brian Pelletier, you have a wife.
I do.
Does she make you do stuff?
Well, not necessarily.
Do you
We're a team, so we work together to get things done for our household.
Do you make her do stuff?
Oh, hey now. What are you getting at exactly here, Rex?
Hong Kong, beep, beep. No, I'm just talking about doing stuff. Did she say, you know what? We've got to get up. We've got to go out of the apartment right now, and we're going down to the Embarcadero to watch the fireworks that nobody can see.
Oh, no. You know what I had to do today was she gave me a laundry list of things to do because we just got back from camping.
Oh, how many things are on that list?
Tons. I had to give the dog a bath.
Can I see the list?
Do laundry.
Let's take a look at the list.
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, good. I can't wait. This is fun. We're going to discuss this on the other side. Look, I can't be the other I can't be the only people. Don't tell me you're not in a relationship where you don't want to do stuff. Or the person you're with doesn't want to do stuff. 808-0810. As the sun goes down all over the United States and Canada, you can now hear us live. Area code 415-808-0810. Well, the Trex Radio Show and the Late Night Late Show wrap-ups coming up next on KGO 810.